Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
I'll talk to you later. Who can say that they have done something wrong? Okay, I was a young boy once upon a time. I was a little boy. And I liked cricket. And my granddad had this lovely greenhouse in his garden. Can anyone see where this is going yet? I liked playing cricket in this garden. And once upon a time, my brother bowled the ball at me, and I hit this whacking shot, and it went through the window. What do you do when you do things wrong is a really important question. We've seen this massive wall that we've set up here. What do we do when we get things wrong? What do you do when you do something wrong that hurts somebody? Anybody? You apologise. Some people would apologise.
I feel ashamed.
You feel ashamed? Would you do anything with that shame?
Yeah.
Would you say sorry? Anybody else? We've got... Oh, there's somebody at the back. Hang on, running up the corner.
I could pretend it wasn't me.
You could pretend. Brilliant. Look at this. Here we go. We've had a lot of mature answers, and then we've got some real ones. So, James tells us that we need to confess our sins to one another. But actually, there's a real problem, because in us is that human side, isn't there, that doesn't want to own the problems we've caused. And in that space, with my greenhouse, I figured out, glass is clear, isn't it? So actually, all I need to do is clear up the evidence and leg it. But my options in this situation were, one, I could tell the truth. The consequence of that in my little head was, I'm going to be in trouble, I'm going to have upset my granddad, I'm going to have a distance between me and my granddad. Do you want to talk? Hang on, going this way. Glass is really delicate, exactly. Glass is really delicate and fragile, and we break things really easily. And that's really important, that things break really easily. But my options in that situation were to confess and maybe risk the relationship with my granddad. That was in my head. Deflect. I could turn round and say, it was my brother's fault. My brother threw that ball way too hard. He knew I couldn't hit the bat properly. That's one option. Deflect. Because if I can distance myself from what I did, then it's not my fault any longer, is it? I could minimise. I could say, well, the glass was really fragile. The glass shouldn't have been there. Maybe it wasn't my fault somehow. The glass was old. Plants need air to grow, don't they, right? I was just adding ventilation. I could excuse my action. I could say the bat slipped in my hand. I could say it wasn't really my fault. But each one of these causes a problem. Because each one of these fails for me to own what I did wrong. My granddad loved me unconditionally. And actually, it was by me lying and trying to make less of the situation, I caused a problem with me and my granddad. Because he knew what I'd done, and he wanted me to confess. But I was walking away, and I was the one stepping to the side. And the wall just got bigger and bigger. And in one instance at my granddad's house, who I loved dearly, I would rather have gone home to my mum's than confess to what I did wrong. That's how bad it got. Everything we do, though, has this risk attached to it, because we are fragile people living in a fragile world. And this affects God as well in how we go about our lives. We all have these things. We have anger. We have jealousy. We have anxiousness and wanting to have control. And they creep into our lives. Everybody I know who has anger management problems says it started with something small. It started as a small seed, and then over years, it grew. I have anger because my father has anger, and I just inherited it from him, some people might say. But what James says to us is, don't be angry. Confess your sins to one another. Bring that problem to one another. And name it publicly.
Thank you.
So, we've thought about my granddad's greenhouse for a little while. And we've thought about that confession. The thing about confession is that when we say it, when we bring things into the open, we own it. We say, this is a real problem for me. And we take ownership of it. And then we enter into that dialogue that follows. that helps us unpack what happened, why it happened. Granddad never stopped loving me, but there was this distance that existed as long as I'd got this problem. Each one of these things is a problem that each one of us has at some point in our lives, I would say. Many of us feel angry. Many of us feel anxious. Many of us have pride. They're really hard things to deal with. And they're okay in small amounts. Sometimes pride can motivate us to do good things. But when it consumes us, that's when it becomes a problem. Yvonne said helpfully about this language about the body of Christ. When our bodies are hurt, we heal them, don't we? When our bodies are aching or if we've got a cut, we don't. This hand doesn't say, I'm not going to fix that cut. Because that would be silly, wouldn't it? We put a plaster on it. We try and heal it. This body of Christ image shows that we are all united together because of what Jesus did on the cross. We are joined together. We are one in the body without barriers between one another. We have to be called to heal one another. It's a very strange language. But for years there was this distance between man and God. Man wasn't in relationship with God in the way we think of it. But when Jesus died on the cross, he brought all that together, that anything we could do, anything we had done, could be forgiven if we only said sorry. My relationship with my granddad, anything I could do, anything I would do, was solved by the fact he loved me unconditionally. And that's the love that God has for each one of us. When we pray for one another, it unites us. It helps us to share that journey that the other person is on. Maybe it helps you to go, do you know what? I'm feeling that too. I've struggled with that too. I'm going to sit here and pray with you because I know where you're sitting. I've been there. When we pray, God is with us and he restores us through that relationship. He restores us through the words we say in prayer. It starts the process of tearing down the walls. It starts the process of healing our arms. And that is only possible because of what Jesus did on the cross. God wants a relationship with each one of us. But that can't happen whilst there's a wall between us. So we have to be bold. We have to own the things we do wrong. We have to confess one another the sins we do against each other. The jealousy when we look at someone else's car on their drive. That's my particular problem. I struggle with my car. I name it, I own it. But we have to name the sins we do to one another as well as those sins we do against God. Let each prayer be said with a view of restoring the person, never judging them, never harming them. And know that through the love of Christ, our prayers are heard.